Tech of Sports. We're going to talk Sports Tracker with Olympic gold medalist Brianna Rollins this week. This week on the Tech of Sports, Brianna Rollins, along with a special appearance from Chief Digital Officer at Amer Sports, Hexa Norta. I just want to let you know that Modern Life mobile apps are a great way to receive content from the Modern Life Podcast Network. Also, check out Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, many other radio apps with your free Modern Life Network shows all preloaded. The Tech of Sports, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network, and the Tech of Sports is, of course, a production of the Modern Life Podcast Network at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. This week, pleasure to be joined. Pre-taped interview from CES with Rio Olympic gold medalist in the 110 hurdles, Brianna Rollins. Just a great person to talk with, and she's involved with Sports Tracker. And we're going to hear about that. We're going to hear a little bit about what she's got going on. Then we'll be joined by Hexa Norta, the Chief Digital Officer at Amer Sports, which owns Sports Tracker. So they're looking to digitize the sports business. They have a really cool heart rate monitor and a platform here, which you're going to want to hear about. So this week on the Tech Sports, Brianna Rollins, Hexa Norta. Enjoy.
Here we are at CES in Las Vegas, and you're coming off a busy 2016.
Yes.
So when you think back to 2016, mm-hmm. pretty good memories, and now a new year. So
yes, it's a new year. I'm really excited. This year is the World Championship year for us in track and field. So I've been working pretty hard this past couple of months, and I'm super excited to do this partnership with Sports Tracker. It'll be a great, it'll be something fun to do, especially for my fans and even for myself, just to keep up with the kind of work that I do put in each and every day.
And do elite athletes use a lot of tracking devices or technology? How much does that play a part in your training or kind of how you prepare?
I have used a device before, but it wasn't a tracking device. It was more a heart rate device that would see like my recovery, if I'm recovering, or what kind of training I can do that day, if my body can handle a long workout, or do I need to lighten it up. That's the kind of tracking I've used before, but I haven't in like a few years, so I'm excited to do this Sports Tracker app right now.
This appears to be a really thorough device. Are you interested in a lot of data, or are you looking for specific types of data to help you, or what's kind of your philosophy behind it?
Any kind of data is pretty good, especially nowadays. Technology can take you so far. It'll help me figure out the things that I need to work on. So, yeah, I'm excited.
I do a lot of track and field stuff, so I get a kind of a varying opinion on the technology or the different devices. Some of the coaches aren't maybe on board with it yet, but the athletes are willing to give things a try. And I mean, is it generational? Do you think?
I definitely think it's generational. I think some coaches may eventually take it into consideration, but I know my coach probably will be like, no. But I think it's pretty helpful. It's 2016. It's 2017. So
yeah.
Why not? Everything is growing, and I feel like with the growth of technology, it can help us grow as athletes.
Have you been to the CES before?
I have not.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's going to really start exploding today. Lots of people. We're here for an early morning event. Are you interested in looking at some of the other products too, kind of walking around? What do you hope to get out of this week?
I haven't taken into consideration about the other products that may be out. Maybe I would. It just depends on how I feel. But I'm just going to see how the week goes.
After Rio, did a lot of companies approach you? Did you become kind of remarketable after that? What kind of, take us through kind of what happened after that?
I feel like when you don't have like PR before the Olympics, it's kind of hard after. So I didn't really have too many companies coming at me, but I am very grateful that Sports Tracker contacted me. So they're giving me the opportunity to start my brand. So I look forward to working with them.
Yeah, it's kind of good for you. You're kind of up and coming. This is kind of an up and coming brand, but
yes.
Got a very good reputation as you do. So it looks like a pretty good pairing or partnership possibly there. So the sweep in Rio, was that kind of a surprise? Did you ever envision something like that? Or, I mean, it's very rare that something like that happens. So what was your thoughts before that and then right after that happened?
After the Olympic trials, I knew that we all had the potential to do a sweep. So I just felt like if we continue to, work hard and continue to focus on what we need to focus on and, put the same effort we had at the trials into the Olympic Games, we were able to sweep. So Yeah.
I mean, a lot of things have to fall in place for something like that.
It was all in God's will, so
yeah,
it all happened, and we were super excited. So.
And what are some of your other pieces of technology? What's the one maybe piece of tech, probably your phone, that you can't live without, or something else maybe that would surprise people that you use kind of tech-wise, or that you're...
Honestly, not really. I use my iPad and stuff a lot just to read. The indoor season, and then I'll have my outdoor season start up in April. So, yeah, I've been training there pretty hard in the past few months.
You'll do the indoor here in the U.S.? You'll do some
in
events.
The U.S. and maybe some in Europe also.
Well, great. Yeah. We wish you luck, and we're happy to have you here talking about Sport Tracker.
So. Yeah, thank you so
much. Thanks very much.
So it looks like a great week here at CES with launching Sport Tracker, and it's pretty exciting, isn't it?
It's super exciting. So it's the iOS new version for us with some more social features that we're doing. And that's obviously a big thing for us. That's why we're meeting with all the top journalists and athletes here and showing it on the show floor. And on the show floor, we're telling about this thing called MoveSense. So I don't know if you heard, but it's a kind of a piece of trivia that there's over 8,000 different sports in the world. And so far, most of the measurement stuff has been focused on, in the analytics, has been focused on endurance. Mm-hmm. But sports is a lot more, of course. When you train, it's about agility, strength, technique. So we're launching an initiative called MoveSense. So it's a tiny piece of sensor, but the smarts is in the artificial intelligence or in the software. And what happens is you get an API or an application programming interface, and any developer can then do sport-specific apps for any of those passionate communities around sports.
That's my initial impressions. It's very thorough, the whole product and the whole
super
app. So I really like that. And yeah, like you said, for people that maybe felt left out, depending on what sport they're doing, or kind of the tracking and current devices really didn't do it for them.
Yeah.
Now you're giving them some hope, it looks like.
That's exactly that. There's smaller communities, or there's people who didn't have something before. So we're getting an amazing interest, whether it's from snowboarding or rowing or any sport.
And those are the people that really like the extreme sports guys, people that are really passionate about maybe, you know, a smaller sport that doesn't get the headlines at the Olympics.
That's right.
Those people are really passionate, and those are the people I think that are really going to like what you guys are doing.
Yeah. The other thing that we're showing here, you may have heard in one of the conference streams, we're showing the Wilson X or the football that's a connected
could
football.
Could be big, yeah.
Yeah, and so that's going to be the challenging moment for me to throw that ball on the stage.
Nah, you can do that. Yeah, I mean, American football, I don't know how familiar you are with it, but the people, you know, little kids at all ages start playing the sport, and this is some good data, some good good analytics for them, too.
That's it. It's for the growing quarterback that's developing, but also for the backyard game. So the argument between myself and my brother is over who's got the better arm, because you can see the stats on your phone immediately.
I do a lot of tennis and golf.
Yeah.
So does the tracker kind of flow pretty good in those sports as well, too?
Yeah. So we've got algorithms in the sports tracker for multiple, dozens of different sports. And that's kind of, we're a sporting equipment company,
right,
leader in that. So the big trend over the last 5-6 years is that people are doing more sports and at different intensities. So people used to define themselves as a tennis player only or as a runner. Nowadays,
a lot of cross training.
Now a lot more cross training, and that's why also apps have to support it.
And doctors and physical therapists like the cross training because that helps, you know, prevent injuries for people that maybe just do one sport, especially kids.
Yeah.
It's good the kids do a lot of different sports growing up, so it kind of helps them grow and mature.
Right.
And maybe when they get older, they kind of maybe find one sport they kind of like and kind of specialize. But you guys feed right into that.
Yeah, and that's what we're seeing in our stats, because obviously we see how many people do, you know, different activities, and the number is steadily growing. It's not just a single sport.
Thanks, Axel. Great
Thank
stuff.
Thank you. Cool. Enjoy.
Thanks again for listening to the Tech of Sports this week. Again, the show page for more information, www.sports-tracker.com for more information about Sports Tracker. It's great to be joined by Hexa and, of course, Brianna. Amazon, a great way to help the network out, order products, help the studio, any and all of your needs. Amazon has everything, no extra cost to you. Go to modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Amazon. We'll be back again with another episode of the Tech of Sports. Hope you enjoyed this one. And again, check out Sports Tracker and see their fitness, sports fitness platform. It's really cool. Thanks again for listening to the Tech of Sports, a Modern Life Podcast Network production.